I guess we're going to get an update on the SWATS UFRO. Terry?
The most information is in your packet. It gives the chronological history of the plant, and it gives a quick budget. As far as where we are today, the U.S. side has basically been completed. We're doing some finish-up work with the contractor, but we're primarily about 99% complete there. We're starting the RO fifth rack and modifications, and that should be completed by next summer. We got a kickoff meeting with the contractor this coming Wednesday to begin that construction. The engineers have also been that are doing the RO have also been engaged to do the look at an expansion of the plant up to the 15.5 MGD, and that's in progress right now, and that's going to be done starting this year also. It'll carry over for the next 2 years, though. Do y'all have any other questions or anything?
I'm trying to get a picture up there for the new folks of what the plant looks like.
Us up to about 13 MGD of capacity. To get to the 15.5, to add the other 2.5 MGD, we either have to go north of the building up toward the pond, or we will go back over to the old EDR building, which is over here, and tie it in and use that facility. The engineers, that part of the cost right now, or cost from the engineering study, is to look at, is it possible to use that old EDR building, take all the piping subflooring out and use that, we'll have at least the shell of the building, or is it going to be more economical to go north? That's the $64 question right now. Any questions?
Any questions for Terry? Terry, thank you.